This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Despite numerous attempts over the years to create a pathway to citizenship, immigration reform never gets enough support in Congress. Now, immigration activists say this is the time to pressure senators to support an effort to create a pathway to citizenship through the budget reconciliation process. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio spoke to Lawrence Benito, the executive director for the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
What immigration protections are included as part of the spending bill making its way through the Senate?
Currently in the House version of the Build Back Better bill, the immigrant provisions provide temporary work permits and some ability for people to travel. We recently supported actions by Representative Ocasio-Cortez from New York, in addition to Congressman Chuy Garcia here in Chicago, Congressman Espaillat in New York, and Representative Correa from California. So in members of the House calling for the Senate to take further action, which would provide a pathway to citizenship, disregarding the parliamentarian and providing pathways to citizenship in their version of the bill.
This week, we saw immigration activists held rallies outside Senator Dick Durbin's condo and his office. Help us understand why those actions are needed.
We know that Senator Durbin is hearing from a lot of people, including people, organizations in Washington, D.C., that are providing other options for the Senate and Democratic leadership to take. And so for our leaders, when we've had conversations about what people want, particularly people who are directly impacted by our immigration policies, they tell us that temporary protections are not enough. They lived through that during the previous administration under the Trump administration and lived in fear for 4 years about what would happen to the protections that they had. And so we organized, we had conversations with people about what they wanted, and they want permanent protections that can only be provided through a pathway to citizenship. And so we wanted to be able to send a strong message to Senator Durbin about what folks in Illinois who are directly impacted by the issue wanted, to cut through the noise of other organizations, other folks that are also speaking to the senator about other options for immigration.
There is this long history of immigrants demanding reform through protests and civil actions. What is ICER planning on doing to pressure elected officials this time?
So we're continuing to organize around what people want, and that's a pathway to citizenship for as many people as possible. Our actions that we are doing are not done in isolation. I should note that, you know, the vice president's house was also occupied, had a permanent occupation for a couple weeks outside her house, demonstrators expressing what they want. Senator Schumer also for weeks has had people outside his home in New York City. So what we are doing here in Illinois to educate our elected officials and pressure our elected officials is not done in a silo. These are coordinated actions across the country to send a strong message, particularly to Democratic leadership, that this is the opportunity. People have been watching as the election season has also begun. We've been listening to what the potential prognosis is of Democrats losing the control in, you know, perhaps the House and Senate. And so, you know, we believe the opportunity is now to push for as much as we can get, and that we believe is permanent protections with a pathway to citizenship.
I was reading an article in a national newspaper that described undocumented immigrants as having little to fear under the Biden administration. After seeing a president like Donald Trump, there's a perception that conditions are much better for undocumented immigrants under this administration. What do you think about that?
Well, if you remember the uprising here in Chicago and across the country after the killing of George Floyd, As an organization, we took seriously the intersectional approaches to our work and looking at the experiences of African, Black migrants, in addition to other people of color. And if you look at what happened on day one, where you had migrants from Jamaica put on a plane and deported under this current administration, we don't believe that folks are safer just because we have a Democrat in the White House. And so we are going to continue to organize and push the issue, particularly raise the issue of Black migrants inside of our demands, particularly as the bill moves now to the Senate.
We've been under a pandemic for almost 2 years, and undocumented immigrants have not received support from the government. So talk to me about how this community has been doing during the pandemic.
Well, I think the thing to realize is through this Build Back Better bill, I think the administration is trying to help communities get back on their feet. And, you know, we would argue that, you know, we can't fully build back better unless immigrants are included. Immigrants have been essential workers. They've been disproportionately impacted with other communities of color by the pandemic. And providing a pathway to citizenship, we believe, would be critical to helping all communities build back better.
That was Lawrence Benito. He's the executive director for the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, talking with WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio.